Russian Defense Ministry says the chlorine gas containers have been smuggled into areas controlled by Western-backed White Helmets organization for a false flag chemical attack in Syria's Idlib province.
The Russian Center for Reconciliation of Opposing Sides in Syria has information that on October 27, the terrorists transferred 20 containers with 10 liters of chlorine.
Igor Konashenkov said the terrorists and members of the White Helmets organization have tried to lure people into taking part in a fake video in exchange for food. Russia and Syria have both presented the United Nations with evidence that armed groups want to blame Damascus for a false flag chemical attack to try to pave the way for the U.S. and its to attack Syria. The U.S. has accused Syria of attacking civilians with chemical weapons in the past. Damascus has strongly denied any involvement in those cases, saying attacks had been carried out by militants to slow Syria's progress in the fight against terror. Joining us now out of Ohio is Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Duff. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Sir, now, this is not the first time we're hearing about this and that there's actual evidence that supports it. What can you tell us?
There's been actual evidence since 2012. It's been presented to the United Nations Security Council since the Russians took medical evidence there November 2012. They presented evidence to then Secretary of State Kerry in 2013 when the U.S. was going to attack. The U.S. was forced to admit, and this time it was sarin gas, an attack in Ghouta. We're 5 years into the story. We're 5 years into a deluge of evidence year after year after year that the White Helmets are terrorists, that they're funded by MI6, they're paid by the Saudis, that these chemical weapons are brought in from a number of places, but some of them are brought in directly from Saudi Arabia. Others are brought in from Tbilisi, Georgia, from an American facility, bringing them into Syria, Ukrainian intelligence officers. We've seen this, we've found this in investigations. The other thing which is not spoken of, it's something to remain unspoken, is that all of these chemical weapons, including the recent canisters of chlorine gas, have all been transited through Turkey. Turkey has a significant military and border presence there. Nothing moves without their approval. All of this happens with Erdogan's approval and participation, quite against his own would-be views. So he sits at the table with Iran, and he sits at the table, well, now with the French and the Germans, the Russians as well, and he smuggles the poison gas in at the same time. Takes the payoffs, we suspect, from the Saudis, and it's been going on all this time. Says one thing, does something else. Says one thing, does something else. He's been doing it year after year after year. As far as this situation, Donald Trump has always known these were fake attacks. Obama never took them seriously. He always knew the White Helmets were fully complicit with terrorists. Trump chooses, at the orders of Israel and Saudi Arabia, who he's still playing with, no matter who they kill. Do remember that the Washington Post is the enemy of Trump and his henchmen. So killing a Washington Post reporter is not a move against Trump's version of the United States. Now, this is going to go on. There's going to be probably another attack. And the French, who's just sat down at the table with the Russians discussing all of this, will send their planes over with the Americans, with the Israelis, and anyone else who thinks they can survive the S-300 system. That's the only complexity of this, is that pulling this off in the new air defense environment is going to be a lot more colorful. And it might be a time when seeing some planes shot down here, seeing a new sheriff in town, might bring about a new approach toward peace. We can only hope so, but right now, This is the Israelis and Saudis pulling strings on their puppets. And it's not just Trump. Erdogan's fully on board with it as well.
Thank you for joining us and for your contribution to the program. One more time, Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today, joining us out of Ohio.